Did not practice. Marcus, Cody, limited was Russell, and everybody else was full. TJ, Emmanuel, Billy, Kayvon, Trevor, Shiloh, and Justin. Go ahead.
Russell's on track then?
Yeah, he's on track. I'd say he took the majority of the reps today and hopefully some more tomorrow. We got a lot of time on our hands, you know, obviously, until Monday night. But, yeah, he's on track, so doing good.
Anything you're doing on practice, Coach, in regards to the whole fast start, slow start type?
Well, we have changed some things up this week, Mike. You know, I mean, but I change things about every 2 or 3 weeks anyway. It's just the way we do things. You know, we practice in our pads earlier this week than we normally do. Did it on Wednesday, or our Wednesday as compared to our Thursday. We needed a good long practice today, so it's nice. We had heat. We're out here a long time. Got a lot of football to cover and get better at, so our attention to detail, we're trying to really get focused on that. You know, so we got a lot of things we got to do better.
We talked a lot about the run game getting better, Coach, but part of the issue is first downs haven't been as favorable for you. Is that because you've tried to set up the pass, use the pass to set up the run, or how do you get better?
Well, I wish I knew, could tell you the exact reason. You know, we're really good on first down for about 3 weeks in the season. I think we're top 4 or 5 team first down plays, you know, and all of a sudden you go 2 or 3 weeks and you go to the bottom, you know. So that's a big down in this league. If not, you're probably not making third downs, and those have kind of went hand in hand. But, you know, we got to find a way to get more plays, you know. I mean, like I say, if you're not making first downs and staying on the field, then you're going to get out of whack, you know. And so we got to just be better with our time and what we're getting. And obviously we need to get some more time early in the games to do something with it. So those things go hand in hand.
You think DeMarcus is out here tomorrow?
You know, we'll see. I know he's doing really good working with Luke and those guys today. Our plan was to have him see some field action before the weekend. You know, that could be Sunday. You know, it could be. So, because, you know, we got, like I said, a lot of time with the Monday night game. So I hope that he does get some, yes.
Is Cody on track as well? He was out here without helmet today.
I would say Cody is behind Russell. Russell's ahead of Cody.
You know, you and a lot of people downplay playing the former team. Mm-hmm. But Jared Crick, he's excited about it. He admits to.
Crick don't get real excited neither. No. You got him to talk? Well, yeah. Good. I'm glad. That's really good. No, Jared's a really fine player. He's playing really well for us. And, you know, I drafted him there in Houston. So really proud of him. He's a good player, plays hard. So, but I think we're all excited to play, Mike. Not just Crick. I think we're all excited.
Gotcha. One of your former friends in Houston, Bob
yeah.
Allen, died earlier this week.
Yeah, really tough, you know, and I'm sure a lot of you guys know him. But, you know, one of the things in this business, if you're around for a while or if you're in sports, you get relationships with people like yourself, Jeff. You know, some of you guys I've known forever. And obviously I knew Bob since I was like a 16-year-old kid in high school. You know, he interviewed me, came to my house. You know, he's a legend down there, great person. Know he really struggled the last year and a half. I talked to him a few weeks ago. But a great man, be dearly missed. Affected a lot of people, did a lot of great things. Sunshine Kids, I sit there and think about all these things he did in Houston as well as his job. And really, isn't that what it's all about when it's all said and done? I mean, we're all working, but, you know, how much do you influence people and influence things? And he had great influence there in Houston. So, hate to see him go. We'll miss him.
Okay, thank you, Coach.
That it? Okay, y'all have a good day.